Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, couldn't really find a wacky Flintstones tape to rejoin with, so let's just hear the Flintstones in Spanish.
They sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Oh, take it back. Hold on a second.
Vilma, ¿dónde estás?
Aquí estoy, Pedro, debajo de la cama.
¿Debajo de la cama?
Eso es lo que dije.
¿Te asustó ese malvado merodeador, eh? El mamá del meme. Regresé por el botín.
¡El merodeador!
Oh, that is good.
I like that.
And how about the Flintstones doing an ad for cigarettes?
So hot. Yeah, me too. Let's go around back where we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter, Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette chug.
There you go.
Cartoons.
The Flintstones. The Flintstones.
Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mella.
Flintstones.
Never mind.
And everybody, Flintstones. God damn, we've got another tape as well from about around the same period of time. We should do that. It would make sense. It's simply labeled, and then we'll get right to Rob's Arms and Joe and everything else.
Everybody in their weekend, and they're still recovering from it, and everybody's come back injured, wounded.
Okay, let me see. Matt, get the plastic fork ready to scratch Rob's arms.
Ew.
Have Matt the intern do it. Politically correct from the 1960s Jell-O ad. What did I say?
Politically incorrect?
Excuse me. Politically incorrect ad.
All right.
Back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jell-O tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby, Jell-O, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this Jell-O is strawberry, raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black jelly, or grape.
Did he say grape?
He's like saying strawberry, grape. They're just doing the total, you know, it's some white guy that's doing the accent.
It is from the same time, the same genre as the Flintstones doing the ads for the cigarette commercials.
Yes, politically incorrect is right. You would not hear that commercial today.
Matt, the intern? How you doing?
Doing good. What's going on?
Why are you wearing headphones?
Makes me look cool.
Take them off, son. Take them off. Thank you.
Don't get too comfortable in here.
Thank you.
That's a big mistake.
And now back to the Jell-O spot.
Now come in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention. Spoon. Spoon was invented for eating Jell-O. Baby fine, this is grape Jell-O.
Oh.
Deep, dark, delicious new flavor. Chinese baby, very happy. So end ancient Chinese pantomime. Is pretty good commercial, no?
For Jell-O. Chinese baby get special new invention, a spoon.
Politically incorrect.
There it is.
All right, we're up to Rob's incredible mosquito-bitten arms.
Uh-huh. Like he was covered with honey.
Step up, please, boys. Step up to that microphone.
It's very sensitive about it.
And now let's see if we can actually get the sound of Matt the intern scratching your mosquito bites with a plastic fork. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Let's get that microphone right down there.
How's that feel? Delightful.
There you go.
Rob's just holding up his big meat hooks.
You know, it's really not bad.
Hey, Matt.
Are you enjoying this?
How long have you been an intern, son?
A couple weeks.
Okay. Here's your very first chance to get on the webpage. Okay, Rob, put your arm back up there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now scrape. Now,
scrape.
Matt, lick.
Ah!
Just put your tongue on one of Rob's owies.
I don't know that I'm comfortable.
Oh, come on. What are you going to get?
All right, man up.
It's just an open wound.
Oh.
Pick one of the guys.
Oh, God.
Did you get it, John? Is it enough?
Oh, he moved.
We need one more, please. One more picture of you licking it.
Oh, right on the wound.
Lick his wound. Do it, Matt. Come on, Matt.
Go.
Oh, that's going to be one nasty photo. Oh, God. Now, did you raise them? Are they a little angrier now?
Matt, I think you might need to go over and scratch the ones on his left arm.
And, Rob, you know the way you ought to present your wounds to Matt, just like you
listen,
did with
I know how to present.
just hold them up like that, like you were just like doing this. That. Now hit them. Oh, yeah, now you can get them.
Go ahead, scratch. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Oh. Rob has these mosquito bites that are big, gigantic red welts.
Go to it, Matt. Go to it.
All over his arms. I mean,
I believe one just opened.
Oh, God.
Pretty severe.
Did it?
Yeah. Is one weeping now?
Yes, and you know it doesn't really put out blood. It puts out like a yellow fluid.
It's like the venom.
Yeah, nice. I guess.
Are you getting any relief at all from this?
It's not horrible, but what happens is I realize
hit
that
the other arm.
I'm being licked, and I'm being
no wrong way down
with a fork
against the grain.
You know what it is?
What?
It's hideous ecstasy.
Sure is.
So you're getting some relief.
Yeah, because they itch constantly.
If you're at a rave this weekend, watch out for the hideous ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard there's some hideous ecstasy in the crowd.
Don't take the hideous ecstasy.
But I've learned my lesson. No matter what, I'm going to live in Cutter Brandon Sectory.
All right, now, Johnny, can you get in here with that camera and get a good shot of Rob's big
welts,
forearms?
Now that they're raised.
Absolutely. And Matt, just one more job for you, and then you'll be done. As we wait for John to come back with the camera here, good to have you present. Please, Robbie, your arms. We'll put these right on the website. There you go. Nice big smile from Rob and his diseased arms.
Yeah.
And now, Matt.
Yes.
All you got to do is put that fork in your mouth.
Yeah!
Can I wipe it first?
No, come on. It would be no fun if you wipe it. Just put it in your mouth.
Okay. Yick.
Thank you, Matt.
Ick-ee-poo.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing that'll be in the photo gallery section of DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Rob, are you putting rubbing alcohol on your arms?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll make them
even. See if he opened.
That'll be even angrier now.
Well, it'll dry him, too.
And Matt, give Joe his fork back.
Yeah, he's got to have his lunch.
And Rob, I did want to hit it where I got licked. So.
Yeah, I do bust your balls a lot, but I will say that you are a good sport for letting him actually scratch you and even
scratch
more.
And
you want to talk about red? You want to talk about red now that he's put the alcohol on him?
Let me see him now.
He's just pouring
scratching
the alcohol.
And the alcohol.
Oh. Now, after you do that, Rob, hold up your arms to Don and look.
Oh, we need more pictures.
More photos.
Johnny.
Smell that alcohol. How's it feel? Does that feel good too, tingly?
Actually, that does feel good. That brings the itching away and replaces it with pain.
When you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning with gangrene.
Here we go. We need some more pictures.
Smelled like they just cleaned my head.
Look at that. My God. You ever been with a woman?
Have I?
Hold on a second. You ever been with a woman and she takes her clothes off and you see something like that going on?
And thank God I haven't, but I you'd run the other. Did you run the other way?
I meant on her legs or something, not down there.
Yeah.
But I mean,
well, like a little rash or poison ivy or something like that.
Yeah,
not that we've noticed.
I don't know why that made me think of. Have you ever been with a woman when she's been like that? But
well, as a DJ,
I might have had one experience where there were like welts
likely to happen.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah, there were welts one time.
God damn, those are gross. Have you been to a doctor about those, Rob?
It's an epidemic
of bug bites.
West Nile, you've seen the dead birds out here, but you're down in the God's country.
We've
down
seen
there, right?
A dead bird a year ago.
Rob, there have been two.
I've never felt bad.
You might have Rift Valley fever.
What's that?
Well, we looked on the web and we found a bunch of diseases that come with the same type pictures as big-ass mosquito bites like you.
Wow. I love it when you get on the website of the Centers for Disease Control.
How terribly helpful.
I live there on their message boards, LOLROFL. Rift Valley fever is an acute fever-causing viral disease that attacks domestic animals and humans.
Mm-hmm. How's your temperature, boy?
I think it feels okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little flush.
Hold on. How do humans get Rift Valley? Valley fever.
How?
Rift Valley?
Humans get RVF through bites from infected mosquitoes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Humans get the disease if they're exposed to blood, bloody fluids, or tissues of infected animals. Now, that simply is Rift Valley fever.
I didn't see any feverish mosquitoes the whole weekend.
So the only way he could get that other than what he did, which was getting bitten by mosquitoes, would be if he hopped out of the car on the way home and like started eating a roadkill.
Well, Mike,
what if Matt has it and he licked my open, oozing
if
sore?
If Matt has it, you got it.
I'm pretty sure that you'll agree with
Matt.
Me. He does not have yellow fever.
What is Well, yellow fever is mosquito-borne also.
Yellow fever occurs only in Africa and South America, however.
Does it have anything to do with the Jell-O commercial?
It does not. Now, how do you pronounce C-H-I-K, chick, U-N, chicken.
Chikungunya.
Thank you, Rob. Mm. Chikungunya.
I haven't heard of it.
Is a self-limiting condition due to a virus.
It's also found at most great Cajun restaurants.
It is a rare.
Ooh, that chikungunya.
We got this at the Center of Disease Control as well.
You put that on a biscuit. Let me tell you, Shed, that make your mouth sure water.
It is a rare viral fever that is caused by the bite of common mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chikungunya.
But no fever, so I think I'm okay.
And then there was another one, too. How do you pronounce this one? D-E-N-G-U-I, denju?
Oh, dengue. Dengue fever.
Dengue fever. That's very dangerous.
Uh-huh. You can get that as well, also from mosquitoes.
And malaria.
Malaria?
Bird flu. All of these things that we looked up on Al Gore's internet had pictures that looked just like your arms.
No pictures of me, though.
How about is Deke, D-E-E-K, goes? Deke goes? Is that on there? Well, the full name of it is Deke goes in you.
Now, you're not taking this seriously.
I'm terribly sorry.
I'm itchy over here.
All I was doing when he was reading those was sitting over here trying to, God, I hate our restrictions now because trying to make a clean version that you could say on the radio. I had to turn it into Deke.
We'd hang up on some jerk of it, like last name goes in you. Goes in you.
Deke.
Goes in you. You get it? Am I right or am I right? Am I right?
Phil?
Do I know funny or am I right? Goes in you.
Deke.
Isn't that wild? I told you.
Hey, gotta watch that mosquito-borne illness. The mosquito-borne illness known as Deke goes in you.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Never felt better.
Look at those arms now, though. You've scratched them and raised them with alcohol.
Thank you.
Are your kids okay? They didn't get bitten to death down there?
Julia got one or two.
How about Carrie?
I don't care.
I am more concerned with Matt, our intern. Yeah. Matt?
He's vomiting right now. He's currently vomiting.
Sounded like Elvis. I am more concerned
with Matt, our intern. Matt, please come to the studio.
Should he put on headphones?
No need, Rob.
He should put on a surgical gown.
Matt, how you doing? How did that taste?
Disgusting.
Was there really a taste of the fork, really? Please. Was there an hour? Did it just taste like a plastic fork?
Well, I think a little bit of blood got on the end of it.
Winner. Nasty.
That is a winner.
That's a winner.
I'm clean. He's fine.
Well, I should point out you alcoholed yourself only after Matt had done
it. That was not for him.
Yeah,
it should have been.
That was for me.
Well, if you feel lightheaded or feverish.
Sure to let you know.
No, don't let me know. No, call a physician.
We don't want to
All right.
Know.
Matt, exactly. Have they been through this with you? Have I been through this with you? What nationality are you?
We did that the first day he was here. And he's Polish.
Yeah, I know. I remember that he's a Polak, but.
I comment on the fact that he's not, he doesn't look anything like a Polish guy.
I mean, I would ask you to step out of line, please, so that I could, use the metal detector on you.
Right.
I mean, you really don't look Polish.
You know, no, we haven't asked him what his last name is.
What is your last name, Matt?
Goldstein.
Goldstein?
Yeah.
Is it really Goldstein?
Yes.
We knew a Goldstein.
We did.
Did you?
How about that?
Steve Goldstein.
Uh-huh.
No connection,
no
right?
No relation.
Don't,
oh, my
don't
God.
Know him.
Ain't that something?
Now, what's
your religion?
Three guesses.
Yeah.
The first two don't count.
Do you go to church on Saturday?
Not a bit.
Not a bit?
I don't. Why?
You're not practicing?
A church for Jews?
Well, do you go to temple on Saturday?
Well, I guess if I was practicing.
You're not a practicing Jewish person?
Practice makes perfect.
Well,
you're not Orthodox?
Perfect. No.
All right, Matt.
The side calls may fool you.
Thanks for being in.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
sir.
You later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Matt Goldstein.
John. Johnny. Johnny.
Ixnay. No, notice he's not answering now. You notice he's not answering now.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. Ixnay, UJ.
You know the rules.
Can you hear me?
The
right.
rules. Right, please.
Boy, how did that
slip? One, UJ.
How did that slip through the cracks?
Ease play.
My goodness.
For goodness sakes.
I know.
You knew.
Polish terrorist who looks like a Jew. Great.
It's a Polish Jew who looks like a terrorist.
Yeah, thank you.
There's young Matt.
Got quite a struggle.
Oh my! Hey, but he licked the arm. Got to give him some credit.
Oh no,
he's a
good one. I hope that Matt is around long enough for some of the Jewish holidays.
Yes.
Would that be great? We can finally do some of our tributes.
With one of ours, and we can still bring in Michael Hoffman.
I remember now the joke of the Polish Jew.
What is it?
He's a janitor, but he owns the building.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Spiewak and his little bug bites. There he is.
Anyway, Matt, well done.
Very good. Yeah.
Well done, Matt the Jew.
I guess I'm kosher.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, you're 1/8 Jewish.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
I was just on the phone with you about an hour ago, and you clicked me, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
Bye!
Sorry about clicking ye.
Sorry we clicked you. Didn't mean to.
Clicked ye.
Howdy, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to say that guy is a dirty Jew.
Oh, what?
No, stop that.
What a horrible thing to say. That's not right.
Weekend kid, leave the driving to
yes,
us.
Absolutely. Not fair.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We don't know him to be dirty at all.
Right.
No. We just know that he's Jewish and he's Polish.
And he looks like a terrorist.
He looks like a terrorist.
He's well spoken.
And as far as I can say, yes, thank you, Buzz. We'd say that if he was black.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can tell, he's a great intern because he's not complained about any of the crap we've asked him to do.
No, he hasn't.
He came right in. He licked Rob's open mosquito bites, and then he licked the fork.
And whether Rob likes it or not, that cuts across all racial and religious lines.
Why can't we all get along?
That's right.
He goes right to the top of intern of the month.
Round of applause for young Matt.
Keep in mind, we've not had another intern for him to compete with.
No, usually they flee the building on the first day.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I just thought I'd let you know they closed the school in Baltimore City today due to an outbreak of chiggers.
Chiggers.
Yeah. Goodbye there.
Now, what are compared chiggers to like head lice? What's the are they the same kind of thing?
They burrow into your skin and they're really bad. They look like you got bit, but they're bumps and they're nasty.
I told you when I was in that restaurant in Ocean City with Janet Wright and I said something like, oh, God, "Damn chiggers all over me." I was doing this thing and then I realized head's turning because it sounds
because you've got the insect
like,
wrong, right?
Sounds like another word.
You got what are called like noceums, right down at the beach that bite you.
I don't know what chiggers are called.
And I think chiggers are like is like a really horrible bug.
What are chiggers, Rob?
A chigger is of African origin, and it is a six-legged mite larva, family Trombiculiidae, that sucks the blood of vertebrates and causes intense irritation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so worse than the bug bites you have.
I used to get those as
well. Although that's pretty intense.
But I think chiggers are mostly in the woods, aren't they?
Yeah, or in the Midwest on a mowed lawn. I used to get bites all the time.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, boy.
Sure, boy.
Sometimes, Buzz, when you look at me after you say that, it's like you're waiting for me to say something.
I am.
On the bold lawn, I would get bites. Were they chigger bites?
Yes, they were. They were definitely chigger bites.
So, we all picture a young teenage Buzz in his hard shoes.
Uh-huh. Huge, like, mop of like, hair that afro. You would see, like, in a huge afro, because that's the way
tie-dye
Buzz is
shirt.
It.
Bob right. Marley joint.
And those lawnmowers that he was waxing about the other day on the show.
Those are great.
Those goddamn mowers that don't have engines on them.
The rotary motor. Mm. The rotary mowers.
There's living.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to plead my case on this fantasy football thing.
Again?
Oh, it's this the same guy?
Same guy?
Same guy.
Okay, get ready for oblivion.
Bye!
Enjoy your six, kids. You're not going to be in the fantasy league.
Do you think Joe blocked that call?
Well, that what does that have to do with chiggers?
We'll never know. He's gone.
I don't know. Well, they dump that out. Oh, if you'll pardon the pun, they dump that out.
What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame that our listening audience couldn't enjoy that.
I don't know
what the Blue Devils have to do with it. The guy was obviously a fan of Duke.
Yeah. That's what he was talking about.
Duke.
Duke and Correctol.
Or maybe he was talking about the Duke.
Don't cuss.
There's the Duke right there.
John Wayne, also known as the Duke.
Right. You are a lot of trouble.
I know. Shut up, old man. We got to take a break.
Well, he's yours.
The Duke is yours?
Who is that?
Bend over.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. That's for Matt, right?
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Perfect.
Yeah. You're fond of Max? Max. Matt, the intern?
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Right, his name. His name is not Matt. His name is Matt.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
Duke.
That's not strictly true.
What's not?
How do you feel about Matt?
Now, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
No. Arrested? These are the wrong tapes, aren't they?
Very funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, Duke.
Are these the wrong tapes or the right tapes?
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
Young Duke.
I know. Ah. I don't know which ones are the funny ones.
Get on your horse.
Oh, medium Duke.
That might be the funny one.
Mm-hmm. Mormon Drover in New Mexico, eh?
No, old Duke.
Not funny.
Seems to be the idea.
Well, that one could be funny.
Medium Duke.
You ought to know something about these cases. You do, don't you?
Baby Duke.
Young Duke. Wow, yeah.
I'm just ruminating for information.
Boy, that's really young Duke. Duke.
Yeah. But I'll decide this one.
That's Rooster Cogburn Duke.
RCD.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Gotcha.
Medium Duke.
All right, Duke. Well, we got to break.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
That's old Duke.
Tough ass.
Look, kid, the border's over yonder just 60 miles. Why don't you light out? We'll join you.
Young
Promise
Duke.
You.
Very, very young Duke.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
Medium Duke.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Gay Duke. We're waiting.
Are we
out of Duke?
Hold on.
Don't you have something to do?
Yes, we do. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.